Blog Talk Radio.
You're much more than human beings, extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know is have a seat here for you. We were made to love, we were made to love.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, roll rising to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Aruda 7 Oracle, guys. And I like to do, I'm going to start calling these Royal Rising messages. You know what I mean? Royal Rising messages as I, you know, I do my morning rituals or whatever. And I like to say rising rituals. But anyhow, the rituals that you do when you first rise, you know what I'm saying? And whatever you do, you know, I think, well, what I had to get away from was, you know how you just sometimes you automatically just wake up, you know, with a bad attitude or what happened yesterday, worry, anxiety, you know, whatever those things that take away from our happiness and our peace. So, you know, I like to get a lecture, you know, Ralph Smart, you know what I'm saying, Infinite Waters on YouTube, Remedy H, you know, or anything, motivational videos, you know, just anything that motivates your mind and enhances your awareness and positivity, right? So, doing my morning rituals, and Shadi Zane, I had introduced her on Enhancing Awareness Radio a few weeks ago, but an awesome, like, I divinely just stumbled up on her one day, you know, and I mean, the things, you know, it's just amazing, and again, gratitude to all the women who actually take time to nurture and cheat and come from a place of love, of genuine love that you can feel, and she's one of those. And she brings about messages about our karmics, you know, because a lot of times we're born into this life and into situations through karma. You know, you reap what you sow. Some people will argue karma isn't real and blah, 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 blah. But the law of cause and effect, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times we're born into situations that we quite, it's bigger than us, that we quite don't understand it. But what she's going to be talking about, I did one, I presented a show about the karmic parents and siblings, and what she did the presentation as far as on her channel. Go, her YouTube channel is going to be in the show notes, but what I like to do is pull inspiring messages and videos, and I like to put my spin on, you know, whatever message it was that they said. So this is me honoring these, you know, whoever I choose to bring here on air, a lot of people that I'm bringing in, and hopefully to manifest them also on the podcast, you know, soon, right? 2023 is going to be very powerful here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, and I cannot wait. They say, be patient a little while longer, you know. But anyhow, she just, this message just came. I have not even heard it yet, you guys, so... And that's another thing I like to do here. I like to grow and learn with you guys, because I will not profess that I'm a teacher as far as knowing it all and all that. I am a student first, you know, and I like to sit on the couch and learn with everybody else. So here we are, guys. World Rising to everybody. Please join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. I'm on every weekend. I don't care what's happening. I'm on every weekend. Sometimes I may come a little early, but most of all, I am on time. So just doing a little readjustments, you know, as this season, this new season starts to kick off. This season is a different approach, a fresh mindset. You know, on all levels. So I hope you enjoy this, guys. She's going to break down. The title is The Karmic Cycles of the Divine Masculine and Feminine Unions, Past, Life, and Present. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and I'll be back to close out.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shadi Zane. And I'm coming on to bring a message for the divine masculine and feminine, pretty much in regards to the divine union, what's going on, what is the energy that has prevented the unions from coming together. Now, I had quite a few messages that was coming through that I wanted to touch bases on, but this one, I was told I need to bring this one forth tonight, okay? So for those of you who are not, who are already in your unions, then this message is more than likely not for you, but if it resonates, then it resonates. So picked up a message. I'm going to be pulling my cards as well, but I picked up on a message that said that the karmics that are in the divine masculine and feminine's life is in denial, okay? They're in denial about the fact that the divine masculine or feminine that they are connected to actually has a partnership out there that is divinely crafted specifically for them, okay? They're in denial. They know this, but they're in denial about it. And so there is a tug of war in the spiritual realm, a push and pull that's happening. I got it more so concerning a constriction surrounding the divine masculine, like a imprisonment of the divine masculine energy, and that their energy is being surrounded or held back by karmic energy. So whether this is a karmic lover, karmic family, karmic friend, just karmic energy in general. So let's get right into it because I want to see what's going on here. For some of them, they are in marriages here. Some of them, they are in long-term commitment. What is going on with the divine masculine and feminine energy? What is causing the holdup? I'm also going to be looking into the past life energy that has caused the unions to become separated. I did channel the energy through one of my books that I have in regards to past lives. I'm going to be reading directly from the page that I was guided to turn to. So the first card coming out is dealing with courtship, okay? For me, I'm picking up that this courtship is in regards to the divine masculine and the divine feminine. For some of you, you've already met your actual partner. And the two of you may have begin courting one another, begin dating. You know, you may not have gotten that far in the connection. You might not have even gotten past friendship or just general, you know, but you knew that there was a bond here. Someone was distant, though, in the connection. In spite of the bond that the two of you shared, someone was still very distant. Someone was also very timid, I'm picking up on. Maybe even afraid of this connection. But I see that there was definitely a strong connection either way. One of the reasons why things were not working out is because you have a false person here. So this false person, there was this energy of wearing a mask. I feel like this is the energy of the divine feminine connected to a false divine masculine or vice versa. The divine masculine connected to a false divine feminine. But this is showing me that there are karmic connections that are currently interfering with the divine masculine and feminine unions coming together, okay? Are wearing masks, okay? You can see that here in this picture. And so they are pretending to be something that they're not. This could be the spiritual nature of who they are, like they came into create an illusion for the divine masculine and feminine to believe that they are, in fact, their partner, their divine partner. But this is definitely a mask, okay, as you can see. Definitely a mask that's being worn here. And so I also feel that some of these karmic partnerships, they have come in specifically because they know that the divine masculine and feminine have a harvest that we're getting ready to reap, okay? With the number 8 coming out on that card with false person, I feel like they are pretty much keeping themselves around so that they can reap the benefits of the harvest that is coming in for the divine masculine and feminine. But it's just showing me that there's clearly two different unions here. One where there is, I'm picking up on another message too, but there's one where there's a genuine connection, and then there's another where there is a false connection, okay? But also, I'm picking up that the divine masculine, I got a few messages coming through. The divine masculine was really trying hard to gain the good graces of the false divine, of the false karmic, okay? They was really trying to gain their love, but they always felt that this person was very distant and very emotionally withdrawn from them. And then for the divine feminine, It's this energy of the karmic partner is trying to figure out where are the real emotions when it comes to the divine feminine. So it's the energy of the divine feminine. If you're still involved in a karmic partnership, you've emotionally withdrawn. You're holding back because you don't feel the connection. You're starting to see that there's something false about this person and that they are wearing a mask. And I feel like you're listening to your intuition in regards to that, but there's still a part of you that is still slightly holding on to the karmic. So I feel like that's the same energy. It goes both ways for both the divine masculine and the divine feminine, okay? And the number 4 is on that card, but it could also indicate something about maybe slightly holding on because of security. It did come out in one of my other messages in regards to the divine masculine and what's actually holding them back. This one is definitely showing me that masks are starting to come off here, okay? The false karmic, the karmic partners are starting to be revealed here. So then I have gifts coming out. Let me clarify what gift means. What is gift? Because that's also with the number 8. What is gift? Main female. So I feel that the karmic partner may even be, they might even try to use like gifts or some sort of way of bribing the divine masculine or feminine in order to stay in the relationship. There is an energy of creating an illusion for the divine masculine and feminine and maybe using, you know, abundance or, you know, giving of something in order to keep them. Let me see. I'm going to pull from my other deck. I want to see what's going on here. So first I want to clarify false person. I'm going to clarify these cards and see what this is. False person. Yeah. So the false person is coming off, and then I have the Queen of Swords at the bottom. The false person is coming off as someone who might have been able to ignite a very fiery and passionate connection with the divine masculine or feminine. There's a lot of sexual energy that was here, but at the same time, this person is very guarded, very cold in their energy. And so I feel like the karmic, the false person, they want to reignite something here with the divine masculine and divine feminine. They want to reignite something. They want to use their sexual energy to open up that door again if the door has been closed. But I don't feel like they're bringing their heart into this relationship. I feel like there's more, there's something to this. So let me clarify what is courtship. What is courtship? And towards the end, I'll get to the reason why I've been guided to bring this message forward. Okay, so courtship is the Knight of Pentacles here. So this is actually clarifying the union that I picked up on concerning the divine masculine and feminine coming together, courting one another. But this is also that very slow-moving energy, okay, coming in very, very slowly in order to create this commitment. But when the Knight of Pentacles comes in, it also indicates that this is someone who, when they do finally get to their destination, they are there to stay. So I feel like the unions for the divine masculine and feminine is coming together very slowly because there's some karmic energy that still has to be played out here with these karmic partners. See, what is gift? What is this gift all about? I feel like what I'm also picking up on is that the false person, the karmic, is very, very disappointed because the karmic recognizes that the divine masculine or the divine feminine has a connection. They have a divine connection. Remember when I first started this message, I told you all I was picking up on an energy that the karmic partners are in denial that the divine feminine and masculine actually have a partner out there who is their person. So I'm feeling like this karmic partner is very disappointed. They're very angry because they are starting to feel the divine masculine and feminine pull back from them emotionally. And maybe they can sense that there is something new that is on the horizon for the divine masculine and feminine. And this will be in regards to the union of the divine connection. So what is gift? Gift is the hangman. Look at this, y'all. The gift is the hangman and the two of swords. I told you, they might try to bring something. They might try to give something to the divine masculine or feminine in order to keep them in this energy of being blinded and at a crossroads and stuck in hangman mode, not able to see things from a different perspective in order to move into a new direction. And so it's this energy of bribing. Yep, strength is in the reverse. So that's showing me they don't want the divine masculine or feminine to have the strength to move forward in another direction. And so they're using this energy, whatever this gift is, offering something, okay, to keep the divine masculine and feminine at a crossroads, in order to, like, delay the unions from coming together. So they know that there is a spark here. They know that there is a new opportunity that has been presented, but at the same time, they're in denial about it. And so it's almost like they're willing to wear a false mask, and part of that false mask is coming in with this gift, you know, to bribe them into staying. So whether this is a gift of, okay, an offer of commitment, an offer of, you know, security, financial security, something, whatever this gift is, yep, it's something about them not wanting to be left out in the cold here. What is this? Yep, what is this? As soon as I said that, them not wanting to be left out in the cold, this is the Five of Pentacles. They're offering this gift because they know that the door is getting ready to be shut on them. Access is going to be denied for them because they have not done the work. Many of these karmic partners are still having to overcome abandonment issues. And so it was like this energy of wanting, in the tarot deck, the Five of Pentacles has two people outside in the cold. You know, it's snowing and it's cold. But in this card, it's only one person that's left out in the cold, which to me indicates that the divine masculine and feminine have healed from abandonment issues. And so we're no longer trauma bonding. Their trauma bonding might have worked in the past where, for those of you who are the divine masculine and feminine watching this video, you may have been easily triggered whenever someone mentioned anything, whenever this karmic partner threatened to walk away. You may have, you know, held on out of fear of being left out in the cold alone. But now you heal from abandonment issues, and so the trauma bonding that this person that was effective before is no longer effective now. And so what I'm feeling like is this person had the key. They had access. You gave them access to be able to come with you, but they refused. They wanted to stay in this energy, this low vibrational energy of, you know, trauma bonding, grieving, you know, all of these different changes that they've been going through emotionally. They wanted to be cold-hearted. They wanted to be emotionally withdrawn. And they were not authentic with you. There's something that was false about them. False mask came out for the karmic partner, so that lets me know that this person was also telling some sort of lies here and trying to create some sort of illusion for you. And so now this is the energy that the karmic partners are having to be in. And so I feel like this is that energy of desperation. You know, I'll come with this gift. Let me offer you something so that you'll take me back. Let me offer you something so that you'll let me back into your life, okay? But it's just, I'm feeling that this gift is not going to be enough. But their goal is to give you this gift to keep you at a crossroads so that you're blinded and so that you're not able to make a clear decision in terms of what you want to do, largely because they know that you have made a connection with your person, or because they know that you're getting ready to come into union. The Four of Wands is here, okay? So with the Four of Wands coming out, I feel like they know that the two of you are getting ready to come together. Let me clarify the Four of Wands with a different deck. What is the Four of Wands? because this deals with leveling up in a relationship. This deals with commitment, moving in together. This deals with a home. Oh, I'm also picking up on this energy that somebody, the karmic, this could be an energy of the karmic being left out in a cold when it comes to a living situation. This could be like if they shared some sort of home together or assets together, the karmic is getting ready to take some losses here when it comes to this home situation, okay? What is the Four of Wands here? So the Four of Wands deals with child. So this is definitely concerning for some of the unions between the divine masculine or feminine, and the karmic, there are children involved here. And so, yeah, I feel like another part of the gift here was the child that came through these connections, the child or the children that came through these unhealthy karmic connections. They could have tried to use that as a way of keeping this person or keeping you from releasing yourself from the relationship, maybe using the children as pawns or playing, you know, using them as a way to tug at your heartstrings to get you to stay. That could have been, that's what I'm picking up on here as well, because you see your children as being a gift to you, you know, whether you're the divine masculine or feminine. I feel like this was a part of them. You know, they was definitely using this as a way to get you to stay with them or to level up in a relationship with them. Let me see what else is coming out concerning the child. Yeah. So this card wanted to come out in the reverse, actually. The Eight of Wands is here. So it's something about you won't get to communicate with your child, or you won't get to see your child, or things will not move forward if you leave me abandoned, if you leave me out in the cold, you won't be able to have access to your children. It's that type of energy. Things are not going to move ahead. And so there is this threat of using this gift, which is the child. If you don't have children, then it's something else that's tangible here, that they're trying to use as a bribe to prevent you from abandoning the relationship. If you've already walked away from the relationship, and they're somehow trying to still use that against you. So there's definitely this very toxic energy that the karmic is displaying at this time. Yeah, because they're at a crossroads here. They don't know what to do, okay? They're really kind of juggling. They're juggling back and forth, and I feel like the goal is to keep the divine masculine and feminine juggling with this, you know, lack of decisiveness. Should I let go? Should I take? Should I move forward with my divine person? Or should I release the karmic? What should I do? And so, yeah, but ultimately, there's nothing that can outweigh the Empress, okay? This is the divine feminine energy. I feel like, but I'm also picking up this energy of this child or these children that came through these karmic, the karmic connection. This is what's causing the divine masculine and feminine to really go back and forth in their own mind as to whether or not they want to release the karmic and move towards their person. Because the children, child is playing a major factor when it comes to emotionally, you know, whether or not they're able to, you know, leave this relationship in the past, or should they move forward and start brand new. There is an energy of being concerned about the mental state of the children or of the child within the connection with the karmic partner. And so, but I do ultimately feel that the Empress or the Emperor, which is the divine masculine and feminine, is the one who holds the heart of, you know, when it comes to these connections, okay? It's an undeniable connection. It's an undeniable feeling or attraction that you have with your divine masculine or feminine. And so, yeah, temperance is here. There's this energy of divine timing and being patient, because I feel like there's still some healing that has to take place after coming out of these karmic connections. before these unions can come together. And this is really going to help to balance you out. It's going to help to balance out whoever the divine masculine and feminine is. It's going to help you if you take your time to do the work to heal before moving towards these connections. But when you do, it's going to be very abundant and fertile connections. Like, there's going to be a great harvest to come in when these connections do come together. The Knight of Wands is here. So, yeah, I do feel like there's this energy of movement, closing out old cycles with the World card coming out. Something is getting ready to come to a completion. And, wow, Ten of Pentacles. So this is showing me that what's coming to completion is if you had a long-term commitment with a karmic partner, that's coming to a completion. But what is happening, though, is the Page of Pentacles and the Ten of Pentacles shows me that an offer is going to be made. I feel that a decision, a very clear decision has been made concerning the divine masculine and feminine. The decision is to move towards your divine partnership, especially if you come into union with this person already, but you, well, not into union, but you connected with this person, but you never had the opportunity to push things further because you still had this connection or this tie to the karmic partnership. You have not met this person yet in this lifetime, at least. You are now ready to move forward and to anticipate their arrival, but rather than holding on to the karmic partnership that you was in. So I do see that cycle closing out and something really beautiful coming in. When this offer is made with the Page of Pentacles, when this offer comes in, this is going to lead you all to the Ten of Pentacles energy, which is true financial abundance, true security, stability, loyalty, long-term commitment, okay? Maybe even merging of families here. There's a lot of children in this picture. There's a dog here. Somebody might have a dog, but it's showing me that there's a merging of families that's coming together here. And great abundance to be anticipated. There's this energy of taking a leap of faith here. So let me pull from my other deck because I want to see what's going on concerning the energy of the divine unions and the karmic energy. So we have past happened. This is history here. I feel like, at the bottom of the deck we have threatened. So, yeah, this is over with. This situation is history. So I feel like the karmic partner feels very threatened because they're wearing this clown face. They look angry. This says embarrassed appearances. And so it's this energy of they feel threatened by the connection between the divine masculine and feminine. They feel very threatened by this. And they recognize that there is something very ancient and something that goes beyond the surface when it comes to the connections between these unions. They realize that there is a true history that goes beyond this lifetime between the divine masculine and feminine, and they're threatened by that, okay? So let me clarify threatened. Why is the threatened card coming out? This is the karmic energy, though. Yeah, look at this. It says alien. This says telepathic dreams and songs. They realize that the divine masculine and feminine have telepathic communication. They dream about each other. They are able to pick up on one another's energy and messages through songs. This is the way that divine masculine and feminine communicate because this goes beyond the physical. This goes beyond what you see in the natural world. This is, you know, 5D, this is, higher dimensional type of connections here. This is not something that is your everyday connection. This is spiritual is what I'm saying, okay? And so they are threatened, the karmics are threatened because they realize that this right here that the divine masculine and feminine possess is ancient and it cannot be, you can't shut it down. You can try to stand at the doorway to prevent that person from leaving you out in the cold. You can bribe them, you can threaten them, you can coerce them, you can, you know, whatever it is that the karmics are doing, but there's nothing that they can do because ultimately this key that's outside of this door over here, is they're denied access because it wasn't meant for them to enter. It wasn't meant for them to continue on this path with the divine masculine and feminine. This is something that is given by the Most High God. These unions come together for a greater purpose, something that's far, that's higher than low vibrational energy. This is about balancing the energy of the universe, masculine and feminine energy, which is in everything, okay? We come together and we create something that's beautiful, something that's balancing, something that is healing for humanity and all that exists. And so it was not meant for the karmics to continue down this path. And so they're definitely going through it emotionally, and they're feeling very threatened by the telepathic dreams, songs, the connection that is, it can't be stopped. It can't be prevented through physical acts or threatening. It can't be stopped, okay? And so forbidden love, this says tragedy, forbidden love. They feel like it's a tragedy because it's like for them, they don't want to have to face this. Like, just I don't even want to have to face the fact that these connections are real. I don't even want to have to face the fact that I'm a karmic. I don't want to face the fact that I'm forbidden or that this person is being withheld from me. It's that energy. This is the energy that the karmics are putting out here. It's forbidden. This type of love right here is forbidden at this point. Or in this season for the divine masculine and feminine, because there's a lot of work that we've been putting in, okay? And so because the divine masculine and feminine has been putting in so much work, these karmics are now forbidden from coming towards the divine masculine and feminine at this point. They're being held back. And so now they feel very threatened here. Oof, now they're racing, okay? They want to avoid this. That says running and avoiding. They want to run from the fact. They want to run from the truth. They don't want to have to see it. They don't want to have to face it. They're like, no, I cannot accept the fact that someone out here that was divinely created for this person. They need you in their energy. But the thing is, it's not because they love the divine masculine and feminine. They might have love, but they don't really know how to truly love because they have yet to master self-love. And so I feel like it's more of a codependency that they have. And they may interpret it as being love. They may confuse it for being love, that codependent energy. But I feel like they have a codependency on the karmic energy that existed within the relationship, being able to play, to have, you know, to put this person, you know, the divine masculine and feminine on this emotional roller coaster, playing yo-yo with the emotions of the divine masculine and feminine. They were very codependent, and that gave them this energy of power. Many of them were narcissists, okay? But now that you're not in this energy of staying out in the cold with them anymore, and you're okay with walking away, they're threatened by this. They're threatened by this union that's coming together. So you have triggers, okay? Place, car, name, they might even be stalking, okay? They might even be trying to find a way to, you know, get to your divine person. Let me find out who this person is so that I can strike up some mess, okay? Because they're being triggered at this point. And so, let me see. Yeah, look at this. Irreconcilable differences. There's divorces that's happening now. I told y'all, because we're in the age of Aquarius, this is the time of awakening. And so you don't just awaken to your spiritual path and who you are and, you know, awakening to the fact that you have to release karmic people. You awaken to the fact that a lot of these relationships were just not in alignment and that they only came in to bring some very valuable lessons. You become awakened to the fact that you have a divine partnership out there. You come to realize these things in the age of Aquarius. So look at this. Bottom of the deck, it says sold. Some of you are selling your homes. If you had a home with this person because you all were married, now a lot of the divine union, divine masculine and feminine are now divorcing the karmic. That's what I'm picking up on. And so this is why I had that recent message that said the karmics are in denial because the facts are in their face. Look at this. Look at what's right behind the deck, karmic. Okay, karmic, it says third-party relationships and lessons. Okay, so these karmics they're learning some very valuable lessons, which is something that they need, because everybody that's karmic is not, I wouldn't say they're bad people. I would say they're unhealed people. And so they have to go through the process of healing. They have to deal with watching the, you know, the divine masculine and feminine move on to their divine partnership, but ultimately it's going to help them evolve. It might not happen in this lifetime, though. They might still be very much so drawn to karmic relationships that's going to have, you know, place, you know, they might end up just getting on that karmic wheel and staying on it, replaying the same type of cycles, attracting the same type of people throughout the rest of this lifetime, and they might even carry it over to the next lifetime and the next lifetime. But these are lessons that's going to help them to eventually evolve out of that energy. Eventually, they're going to get tired, and they're going to jump off of that karmic wheel. But this is, you know, I'm seeing that, okay, the home is being sold. People are moving, physical location change. So I feel like the divine, masculine, and feminine are now divorcing the karmics, okay? And if you don't have a marriage, you all have been moving out, relocating. Look at this. I do feel like the karmics, though, they have this energy where they are addicted to the divine masculine and feminine. You have obsession coming out here. They're addicted to it, but it's something that's unhealthy about it, okay? Must have indulgence. They are addicted. They are obsessive with this relationship. In spite of the fact that the divine masculine and feminine are now single, okay? Single and ready to mingle and move towards their divine union. So let me see. What do we need to know in regards to what is withholding the divine masculine and feminine from coming together now? What is withholding the divine masculine and feminine from coming into union now? Okay, so something has to come to a completion. So this says done. It's about turning your back on the karmic, turning your back on the past energy, disposing of it, because we have trash, discarding and throwing out. This is that energy of cleaning up. Throwing out all of those things, it's like a finished symphony is what I'm picking up here, okay? It's played out, okay? The past is played out, and so what's withholding these unions from coming together right now is pretty much cleaning up the mess, clearing out the residual energy of the past karmic relationships, bringing this thing to a full completion and discarding it. So, and also recognizing, you know, getting the lesson from it, because it says completion, lesson learned. So learning the lesson from that karmic connection and knowing the importance of letting go at this point. Let me see if there's anything else. Let me just clarify done to see if there's any other messages in regards to what's holding these partnerships back at this point. Okay, so I have family and journal. So I do feel like the family, there is this energy of family that is also withholding it. Like I told y'all, children, those of you who have children with a karmic partnership, this blood tie, this bloodline here, inner circle, this is a large part of what has been withholding the unions from coming together. Even if it's not children, it could be like your closest relatives, whether it's your mother, your father, your siblings that could be trying to discourage you from moving towards your divine union or trying to encourage you to stay with the karmic partnership. Let me see why this journal card is coming out, because there's something about writing, diary, keeping notes. Yeah, so roller coaster and recalling. Okay, so somebody is replaying. It's like some of you might have diaries where you're keeping notes of what's been going on in your life, the roller coasters, the ups, the downs, okay? Because I told you this situation had you all on an emotional roller coaster. These karmic partnerships have been up and down, constant hamster wheel of the same type of cycles happening over and over again. One minute you're up, the next minute you're plummeting down to your demise, okay? And so this was very unbalanced a very unbalanced situation. So I feel like they want to come in and make an offer that will keep you at a crossroads, will put you right back on that emotional roller coaster all over again. But I do feel like the journaling is being clarified by recalling, which is reminiscing memories. So it could be, if you're not writing things down, it could be you just reclaiming and recording within your own mind, like the beautiful energy that has happened between yourself and even the karmic. It could be this energy of reminiscing or in this energy of nostalgia of the good times, the good moments that was happening. This could be one of the things that's preventing the unions from coming together because you might be overly focused on the good things that the karmic energy brought in. Because everything was not all bad. But consider if you really had to replay the full scope of the karmic relationship, it was a karmic relationship where most of the energy was, you know, if you have outgrown that type of energy at this point in your life. You've evolved as a divine masculine and feminine. You've done a lot of work spiritually. And so maybe in the past, before you healed, the karmic energy that they brought into your life was not, you know, you could handle it more. But now it's like you got to protect your energy. And you know that there's a divine purpose for you. For many of you, if you're already in your calling, then you know that this you have no room for any toxic energy where you're constantly on this roller coaster and your emotions are just going up and down. You know, I'm hearing, I think it's Heather Headley, the same emotional roller coaster. I'm not sure if that's her or not. But, you know, emotional roller coaster, loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me, but I can't get off. So it's like that energy of it was never healthy. It was never good, but you have a hard time getting off of that thing at the same time, that karmic cycle. But now you want to be done with this. It's like the lesson is to turn your back on this and to get the lesson from it, okay? And it's just I feel like what's happening is this emotional roller coasters where you're replaying in your mind the energy of that karmic relationship and you're maybe pulling some of the good memories from it. And this could be kind of keeping you at a crossroads when it comes to completely closing out the cycle. So there is something that the divine masculine and feminine is still partially holding on to based on memories. So let me see, what is going to bring the divine masculine and feminine together at this point? What is going to bring the divine masculine and feminine together at this point? So it's something about facing the truth here because there is still this energy of denial. And I told y'all the karmic is in denial for sure about the fact that these unions even exist or the fact that, you know, it's time to release. But I feel like facing the truth and coming out of denial about the true nature of the karmic relationship is what's going to allow you to fully release and to come into union with your divine partner. Taking off the rose-colored glasses and coming out of that irrational thinking, no longer reasoning with this situation or reasoning with this person, but taking off the glasses to see things for what they truly are. Once the divine masculine and feminine do that, it's going to give you the open door. It's going to give you the courage and the strength to release something that is not meant to go with you. Love came out. Wow. At the bottom of the deck, it's come together. So the question was, what is going to allow for the divine masculine and feminine to come together, the energy of love, true love? Admire, adore, and enchantment. This is something that is undeniable. This is a love that cannot, there is no love that compares to it, okay? In spite of the rain, because this is two people who love one another and they're standing outside in the rain, you're still protected. Your love is still protected in spite of changes that might happen around you. I feel like your love will endure. And it's going to remain in spite of any changes that you all go through because you just, you adore one another. You admire one another. You're enchanted by one another. Right behind that is, wow, look at this. The twin flame also came out. So we have come together, reconciliation, spiritual union, and soul contract. What's going to bring the divine masculine and feminine together is recognizing that it's time for the unions to come together. This is a soul connection. It's time to reconcile. And like I said, if you haven't met this person in this lifetime, you are reconciling from past life energy. You were supposed to come back together in this lifetime because something happened in a past life. And I'm going to read that to you all because, like I said, I channeled it through my book. Y'all know how I flipped through the pages and I stopped at the page. The question was, what is the past life energy that prevented the unions from coming together or brought into this lifetime from the past life that is preventing the unions from coming together? So we're going to read that. But this says twin flames, the one mirrored souls and pledge. This was a pledge. The divine masculine and feminine made a pledge with one another to reconnect and to come together again in this lifetime. And so if you've met this person, you might find that you met this person at a time in your life where the two of you wasn't ready to come together, but you recognized the energy of the union at that time. You recognized the draw, the pull, the soul connection. You recognized that love was already there, even though you didn't even know this person in this lifetime. You knew them spiritually. Your souls recognized one another because you pledged this. You're mirror souls, so you project, you mirror one another. So you might have a lot of similarities, a lot of things that it comes together and it fits. And this is an undeniable thing, okay? You recognized it right away. So reconciliation, spiritual union, and soul contract, a pledge. This was a contractual agreement that the two of you had made to come back together and to evolve together in this lifetime because there is a powerful assignment that has to be fulfilled. And so what's going to bring the unions together is true love and reconciliation, recognizing that this is a pledge that has been created between the divine masculine and feminine, and that this is a soul contract. This is a spiritual union. So let me pull one more from this deck. So we have interlude, pause, timing factor. So right now it's just a matter of timing. Divine timing is the main thing here. So you might feel like things are at a stalemate or at a standstill when it comes to you coming together with your divine partner, but remember, it's largely because you have to complete the cycle with your karmic. You got to completely release that person, whether it's finalizing the divorce, whether it's moving out, handing over the keys, or, you know, whatever needs to be done in terms of separating properties. You have to leave behind the past memories of staying in denial about the true nature of that relationship. You have to face it, get the lesson from it, accept the fact that it cannot go with you down this path, and that your children, if you have children together, will be fine because this was destined to happen and to play out this way. And so, of course, your children are protected. Of course, you're going to still be able to maintain a relationship with your children. But, of course, the karmic will use that against you, you know, in some way, whether it's trying to pull themselves back or maybe, you know, depending on how the situation is. They might try to emotionally withdraw themselves from the children in order to get to you, or they might try to, you know, it could be where they might try to threaten to remove the children from you so that, you know, they can get to you. But whichever way it goes, just know that it's going to work out in your favor either way. Justice will be served for you either way because this was divinely orchestrated. And so, of course, you coming into union with your divine partnership doesn't mean that you're going to be stripped of those people that you love because you took on the assignment. No, that's just a threat that the karmic is making because they don't want to be left out in the cold. They don't want to feel abandoned, but they cannot win with that type of energy. And so this is a lesson that they're going to have to learn. They cannot win with this type of energy, and they're going to start to see that they too have access to be able to move into a different direction because the key is still out there. But as of right now, the access is denied because they're not putting in the work to heal. They have to heal from abandonment issues. They have to heal from the denial that they have in terms of lack of self-love and all of these things that have stood in the way of them finding their own happiness and practicing self-love. And so you're still going to be able to maintain your relationship with your children if that's something that you're concerned about. So let me just read from this book here before I close out. This is, again, the question was, what energy was brought in from the past life of the divine masculine and feminine that has actually impeded the relationship from coming together in this lifetime up until this point? So what I have here is the past life issues for you were associated with three things. One was denial, which led you astray in more than one incarnation. So denial, we already saw that card come out, the card of denial with the shade. So something about being in denial about the fact that the karmic relationship was no longer good for you, as well as being in denial about the fact that this divine masculine and feminine union is real. What you feel for this person is in fact real. The connection that you all have is in fact real, and that this was truly divinely orchestrated. So there was denial in the past life. A third was dependency, need, confusion. Dependency, need, confusion. You could not make up your mind whether to stay close or to go a great distance from people. So you had a hard time figuring out whether you should stay close or to go at a great distance. So should I stay in this situation or should I remove myself? It was a hard time of making decisions, okay? So dependency, remember I mentioned codependency issues. You, more than likely, the divine masculine and feminine attracted the karmic partnerships because the divine masculine and feminine was dealing with their own codependencies at the time. And so they had to go through some very harsh lessons with these karmics because they came in to reveal to the divine masculine and feminine that some healing needed to be done concerning codependency. And so let me see. This pattern had its source in a fear of conflict and was saturated with running away from facing reality. You see that? Running away from facing reality. This was a pattern. You missed out on creative opportunities by not believing in yourself. You kept uprooting yourself, whether it was by moving to new locations or leaving relationships. Look at that. So it was a pattern of uprooting. So even when you began to become rooted or grounded or stable in a situation, you would uproot yourself. It was like this energy of self-sabotage that kept happening. So this is what was happening in the past with the divine masculine and feminine. Maybe even coming together into union with one another, but repeated cycles in the past life was, okay, so we're here, but nope, I'm scared. Let me run. Nope, this is too intense. Let me move forward. You know, rather than allowing the seed to take root and to grow, you would uproot it before it even had a chance to mature. And so this was the pattern of the unions here. There was a tendency for fear of commitment. So this is something that the divine masculine and feminine have brought into this lifetime. So certain lessons had to happen with these karmic connections to show that, yes, there's a fear of commitment that still needs to be worked out. And so you may have attracted people to you who was also fearful of commitment. The karmics may have been very fearful of commitment, and so they might have reflected that or projected that energy through infidelity, narcissistic behavior patterns, you know, emotional roller coasters constantly, you know, just keeping you in the state of insecurity. So fear of commitment, you had a habit of wanting to run to wherever the grass might be greener. So that's another thing that was brought in. The divine masculine and feminine was always searching for something better, searching for something more, running to where the grass might be greener, but finding out that it wasn't greener on the other side. The same goes, okay? You were super idealistic but had trouble seeing things through to their completion. That's the energy of self-sabotage, largely surrounding connections. And so this is where, in this lifetime, you may have had a fear of commitment, a fear of connections. And so you was always seeking out what's better, what's going to be more emotionally fulfilling, what's going to make me happier, where are they at? But you was not going within to find that happiness and that peace and that, you know, that satisfaction from within. And so as a result of it, there was this energy of running away from having to face that wound. So those karmic partnerships came in to be the mirror reflection of the wound that you were suppressing. And so it was painful. It was hurtful. It was, you know, damn near paralyzing. But you worked through it. You healed through it. This is the time where we rise, okay? This is the age of Aquarius. We can't stay blinded to our truth anymore. We can't go through these various life cycles, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, avoiding these wounds and trying and constantly running away from it. Now we face it, we heal from it, and we move towards our divine union, okay? We liked the idea of love, but became frustrated and scared by the demands of everyday life. So the idea of love has been appealing to the divine masculine and feminine. You see it and you are in love with the thought of being in love. But the actual commitment that it takes, the everyday life, when you're just, you know, kind of flowing through, you're not on this high, this emotional high of being in love. You're just kind of living everyday life of maintaining and things like that. That part scares you. Okay, that part frustrated you, the thought of the demands of everyday life. So if you had children with this person in your past life, your divine partner, you may have become overwhelmed with the demands of taking care of the family, the doing the laundry every day, the cleaning up behind the children every day, the, you know, or if you didn't have children with this person, just the demands of maintaining the security that you all had created together. Just the everyday life was what you ran away from because you was in love with the thought of being in love, but every other facet of it, it wasn't very appealing to you, okay? So then it says, you were disappointed by your own inability to establish roots and to find a true sense of connectedness. So you were still disappointed about those. So that means that you were still searching for something that would allow you to be rooted and to be secure, and to create something that was stable and long-lasting. You was in search of that, but you often ran from it if you came into union. Like if you came into union with your person in the past life, you ran from it because of the everyday demands. Chasing something better that will keep you on that high because there was something within that had not been healed and fulfilled. And so that void, you were constantly seeking something to fill that void space or to keep that dopamine flowing, but just that everyday go with the flow of life, that was something that really just, it wasn't fulfilling enough. And so you would uproot yourself from the relationship before it even had the opportunity to grow. So then we have here, you had a problem getting emotionally confused and not knowing just how far down the road you were with this. It's true you have a long past life history of possessing a rich intuitive side. And so, yeah, your intuition has been powerful through many lifetimes. This is why in this lifetime, the divine masculine and feminine are able to have that telepathic communication, communicating through dreams, communicating through songs. This is something that comes easily because you've had many lifetimes of, you know, practicing these things or using your intuition. You had deep emotions as well, and these sometimes distorted your mental perception. You may as well have been on the moon for all of those around you, for all those around you knew. So it was like you were very strongly engulfed in the spiritual realm and past life, the divine masculine and feminine, very in tune and connected to the spiritual realm, so much so that people, it says that, you know, you may as well have been living on the moon, based on what the people around you see, because they see you as being like, you know, you're not from this world. You're out of this world, okay? You're disconnected from the reality of how people saw you because you were so strongly spiritually based in your past life. Life went in circles and nothing got done. Procrastination became the message of the day. This caused tension in your business and romantic relationships. So procrastination to move towards your union, procrastination to welcome love into your life, you know, where you knew that this was intuitively, you knew that this was your person, but you slow walked it. Let me drag my feet because I'm afraid of, you know, security. I'm afraid of stability. I'm afraid of that long-term commitment. I'm afraid of committing myself to this. And so So self-sabotaging behaviors has been a habitual pattern for the divine masculine and feminine union throughout lifetime. You had a powerful subconscious mind that sometimes flooded you with too much emotion. Your resistance to getting centered added to the dilemma. So let me see. I'm going to finish up here. In this pattern, you were like a yo-yo. You pulled someone else close and then pushed them far away with no warning. Ghosting, you pulled someone else close and then pushed them far away with no warning. So I'm not even going to tell you why I'm leaving. I'm just going to push you away, largely because you didn't have to face it. You like to be found, and then you, and then again, you like to hide. So it's this energy of hide and seek. Come, catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man, okay? This energy of running from this love. Let me pull you close to me, and then let me throw you out. And then let me pull you close again. Okay, so let me hide. You come and find me. Okay, now that you found me, I can't let you keep me, so let me run again. It's that energy of just constant running, constant yo-yo, hide and seek, ghosting. This was a pattern for the divine masculine and feminine. And so this is a, something, this is like that chasing game. The divine masculine chases the feminine one lifetime. Then the next lifetime, the divine feminine chases the masculine. And this is a rotation pattern that has been happening over and over again through lifetime. So in this lifetime, the same situation has played out. But the difference is in this lifetime, you overcome these hurdles. You overcome these insecurities. You overcome these fears. And you truly commit to the pledge and the contractual agreement to come together and to come into union, because this is the season. This is the age. This is the time to commit to the soul contract. You can't run from it anymore. And so this is why the work, you've been forced to go into hermit mode. You've been forced to do the shadow work. So then you have here, there is an extreme drive to keep secrets. Your inner world is not easy for others to get to know. Most people have a hard time getting to know the divine masculine and feminine because, remember, I did a previous message in regards to how do you know you're chosen. The chosen are the divine masculine and feminine. And so introverts or people that are just naturally secretive, this has been a pattern for the divine masculine and feminine, keeping things to themselves. It's like this energy of mystery. The divine masculine and feminine like to be mysterious to others. And so when you keep secrets, then it keeps someone guessing in terms of what's going on in this person's mind. How do they really feel about me? Or what are their real intentions? Or who are they really? The alluring energy of mysterious, you know, being mysterious is what the divine masculine and feminine has played out, okay, for far too long, though. This is okay if you chose to live alone, but pain entered when you truly hungered for a soulmate but could not surrender for your need, but could not surrender your need for privacy. So look, this was okay if you chose to live alone. So let me see. You had a tendency to be more at home with a collective cause or group effort than relating one-on-one with a person. This was okay if you chose to live alone, but pain entered when you truly hungered for a soulmate but could not surrender your need for privacy. So you had a hard time giving up that need for privacy. That's why you can't become rooted in a relationship when you couldn't in the past, because you always wanted to just have your space. I need my privacy. I can't have nobody being around me all the time, all up in my business, all up in my face, all in my ear. I just need my space. I need my me time. I need that time to just think and to be, you know, somewhere off in the moon. I can relate, okay? I am a divine feminine. I can relate 100%, 1,000% to what's being said right here, because I've brought this energy into this lifetime as well, wanting my privacy, wanting to spend time alone, wanting to just have time to just think and to be in my own thoughts and to not have to deal with other people, not have to explain anything to other people. But this is a pattern that has to be released in this lifetime in order to come into union with your divine partnership. You had trouble, but wait a minute. People became puzzled by your wonderful way of inviting them into your world, then suddenly locking them out. So you had an alluring energy. It's like, come on in. Welcome into my world, you know, into this alluring, mysterious place. Welcome into my world. And then as soon as they came in, you kicked them out. You locked them right out of your life. Locked them out emotionally, locked them out, you know, mentally. But you still had this, it says you still had a hunger for a soulmate, though. So in spite of closing people out of your life, you still hungered to have that connection. So it's counterproductive activity. And so this is energy that has been brought into this lifetime and played out in this lifetime as well. So this says you had trouble balancing a strong, independent streak with intimacy. Okay? You had trouble balancing a strong, independent streak with intimacy. So then this next paragraph speaks on, this is yet another side of dependency.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Liberty Mutual. They customize your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Contestants ready?
Oh, that was it. All right, guys, that was it. All right, I'm going to play a song real quick, and then I'll be back to close out.
Joker, she just do what it please.
All right. Come together. Michael has been heavy, heavy lately as we're healing, you guys. Michael, he had a great, he has, because I personally think he's still alive. But he has a great spirit and a great soul. And what he did for Earth in this time is just commendable. You know what I mean? So thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to the Archangel. Yeah, Michael. Shabby Zane, shout out to her for that beautiful message. Shout out to whoever's listening. Definitely appreciate you guys. This is a new idea, Royal Rising Messages. You know what I mean? I don't know. I might come on. I don't want to make a commitment to come on every day, though. But pop-ups in the a.m. during the week, you will see my Royal Rising Messages going forth, okay? So that's how we're going to do that in this new season. And Motivational Classroom is still every Saturday and Sunday. Excuse me. Saturday and Sunday I'm on. It's Motivational Classroom on Saturday, where we do classroom segments and pretty much learn and grow together. I'm not doing much talking. I'm not really doing any teaching, but it's usually a lecture that I pull, and we learn and grow together. I'll take notes from it. You know, it's a classroom, guys. It's an Enhancing Awareness Radio classroom where we all learn and grow together. You know what I mean? So Spiritual Soul Sunday is every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. On Spiritual Soul Sunday, what I do is I want to have more people on. You know, it's like I mocked it from Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. You know, I mocked it from there because I thought that was beautiful. Oprah is another piece. When it comes to this incarnation, you guys, you know, I feel that a lot of stuff is just fair game. It's just what we choose, you know, and a lot of people say bad things about what they're finding out about Oprah and the sex trafficking and all this kind of stuff. You know, yeah, I get all of it, but we also don't know, you know, there's a message I heard, and this is something that I had to grow through recently and fast, right? But before I speak or fix my mouth or even my mind to judge, I do not know the whole story. You know what I mean? And I do not know what a lot of the celebrities had to grow through in order to sacrifice. And you know, we just really don't know the full story, you guys. So I said that to say that I had brought Spiritual Soul Sunday here to Enhancing Awareness Radio because I wanted to kind of keep that going on a lower level from Oprah, you know, to kind of, you know, hear the masses, you know, hear what they got to say and pull their ideas, or not just their ideas, but pull their wisdom and what they've grown through and all that. So Spiritual Soul Sunday is definitely going somewhere. So I've been doing that for about a year. As far as Spiritual Soul Sunday, but Motivational Classroom since the revamp in 2019. So Enhanced Awareness Radio was founded in 2013, you guys. But it lay dormant for a few years, and then it revamped back in 19. So I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my baby, right? And shout out to the ancestors. You know, here's an idea, guys. Write a letter to your ancestors. Have you ever written a letter to your ancestors, you guys? Like, sat down and just really write to them. We really don't think that. I know I'm all over the place, but I got so much to say. But I'm going to compartmentalize it into show ideas and shows. But writing a letter to your ancestors, especially in this time now, because the energy is at its peak. They are here, you know what I mean? And they talk back. So anyway, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all. Join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. That is all pop-ups every during the week, World Rising messages. All right, that's what I'm going to entitle that. All right, guys, that's all I have for you. I'm going to take out Trusting the Universe. Is going to be key, trusting the universe, guys. If you're growing through whatever you're growing through on whatever level that you're growing through, you know, just if you can be strong enough to stick it out, you know what I'm saying? If you can be strong enough, no matter what you've done, no matter what the level a capacity that you've done it with, guys, you can rewrite the story at any time, but it's just going to be up to you to rewrite that, however you rewrite that, guys. If you have done a lot of, quote, bad things, or you have moved in a dark energy, the universe is not in alignment with that anymore, guys. We are definitely, we are in a whole new world, okay? That was not just a fairy tale, but whatever we perceive as fairy tale is real. Whatever we perceive as sci-fi as being fantasy is real. You know, everything is in reverse. Things are in reverse because we're moving back into trust the universe. This is there's that smoke detector. There's that sign. So, all right, guys. Ralph Smart, how to make everything come together and trust the universe. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
Peace. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in nature, baby. Beautiful day. We got the Boca behind us. We got birds everywhere. How's your day going, deep divers? How to allow everything to come together and trust the universe. Are you at a stage in your life where things just seem like they're falling into little tiny pieces and you're like, Ralph, the future looks so uncertain? Well, this video is all about allowing everything to come together and trust the universe. Deep divers, let's just, woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby, sending you tons of positive energy. After this video, it's all gonna come together. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So wonderful, deep divers, let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Make everything in my life come together in such a beautiful way and trust the universe. Let's dive straight into it. You see, big things come from small beginnings. Big things come from small beginnings. And a lot of us, we're always focusing on the big things. And we forget about the small things. And it's the small things that make up the big things. I'll give you an example. A lot of us, we're trying to do a million and one things all at the same time. Multitasking, and guess what? We're not doing any of them in a decent way. So every single day, to make everything come together and trust the universe, I focus on the smallest things. That means as soon as I wake up, I go for a walk, I look at a tree, I look at the cat down the road, I'm in awe of nature. These small things, that's what makes everything come together. You don't have to have your whole life figured out right now. You don't have to do everything right now. You can just immerse yourself in the present moment and just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Focus on the small things. Did you brush your teeth today? You didn't? Never mind. Deep divers, it's the smallest things that can give us the biggest joy in life. Slow motion this side. How to make everything come together and trust the universe. Do you sometimes wake up and say, deep divers, why me? Why is this all happening to me, Ralph? Hard times, struggles, stress, chaos. Why me? Why did the universe pick me? You see, I learned along my early journey, when I was really going through trials and tribulations, that the universe gives the strongest tests to the strongest people. You are sharpening your sword right now. You are going to become stronger after all of those experiences which you feel like, oh, I'm never ever going to be able to overcome them, Ralph. I'm never ever going to be able to overcome them, Ralph. Yes, you are, right? Because the universe gives the strongest test to the strongest people. When you feel like you are being torn to pieces, you are actually going through the rebirth. And that's what I saw along my journey. I was being reborn. I was going through the metamorphosis from the caterpillar to the butterfly. After the storm comes the calm. Deep divers, how to make everything come together and trust the universe. Growth takes place in the dirt. What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Growth takes place in the dirt. Growth takes place in the dirt. Now, I've made a lot of videos in the heart of nature, baby, and I'm learning from nature, okay? To make everything come together and trust the universe, learn from nature. Realize that growth takes place in the dirt. A seed is buried underground, and then it blossoms up into a beautiful rose tree, into a beautiful lavender bush, into a beautiful apple tree. But growth initially begins in the dirt, in the darkness. That's where the magic takes place. So when you feel like, hey, Ralph, this experience is like unbearable, I'm never ever going to get through it, realize you are that seed. And if you can hold on that little bit longer, if you can trust the universe that actually you are in the process of becoming a mango tree. 7-day vegan challenge. Had to throw that in there. Full of vitamin A. Okay, you're gonna start to glow afterwards, right? And that was me along my journey. I realized that I had to go through those experiences because that is what really made me even stronger. That's what makes you. All of those hard times, that's what shapes you. All of those trials and tribulations, that's what gives you character. It now shows you who you really are. You see, we have to go through all of that to really discover who we truly are. To make everything come together and trust the universe, realize the universe has a plan for you. Sometimes we think we know it all and we have to allow the universe to do its thing. And we are the universe, yes, I know. Yes, I know we are the universe. But allow the universe to work its magic. Sometimes, when you let go of control, everything falls into place. Sometimes, when you stop trying to wonder how everything is going to work out, it just works out in such a beautiful way. Because now you are releasing resistance. Deep divers, how to make everything come together and trust the universe. We never, and this is what I learned along my early journey, deep divers, we never get the experiences we want, right? But we always get the experiences we need. The universe never gives you the experiences you want. I want to meet the perfect person, Ralph. I want happiness and joy. No. The universe always gives you the experiences you need that can help you in your evolution of consciousness, meaning awareness. I realized I had to go through all of that muck to really come out like a shining diamond. And that's what you're going through too. You are being molded into something so beautiful, but right now it feels like, Ralph. I know exactly that. I know exactly how you feel, but realize the universe doesn't give you the experiences you want. It gives you the experiences you need. So allow these experiences. Realize everything happens for a reason. There's a reason why you are going through this right now. There are no accidents or coincidences in this universe. Everything is happening in divine order. So deep divers, how to make everything come together and trust the universe? Do the best you can with the best you have. Do the best you can with the best you have. You see, a lot of us, we're waiting for everything to be perfect before we start, not realizing all we have to do is find our own inner peace, and then everything will be perfect. Like I always say, ego says, when everything is perfect, then I will be at peace. Spirit says, be at peace right now. Be at peace in the here and now, and then everything will be perfect. And once you realize that, deep divers, well, you'll just say, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Have a beautiful day. Such a gorgeous day. I'm going to go to the beach. Deep divers, get the good ass prana shirts. RalphSmart.com/clothes. Get the new book, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart. Follow me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Deep divers, have a beautiful day. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You allow the universe to work a miracle for you.